surcharge, surplus, whatever you want to call it. The city of Utica has passed the legislation that 15% of all alcoholic sales on city property for any events will be going to the city of Utica, along with $1 off of every ticket sold, and they'll be going to a fund for the parks, you know, to beautify parks and everything like that for the city. And it was unanimously passed 9-0 by the Common Council. And joining us right now is the Common Council for the First Ward, Frank Vecera. Frank, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark.
So, Frank, you voted for this piece of legislation, the surcharge on liquor and the dollar surcharge on ticket sales. And then June 2nd, you sent out a letter saying, hey, let's reconsider this and let's get this back into committee. What changed your mind on this?
Well, let me just preface one thing. I've been listening to your program for quite some time, and I enjoy it. And it's not a bad thing to make a correction or to relook at something. You've done it yourself many times. You've made statements on the air. And
absolutely.
Then later show, you come on and said you corrected yourself. As a matter of fact, yesterday I understand that you said that this legislation or any legislation can be reconsidered within 30 days. The rule is the next meeting. It's
next meeting.
2 weeks.
Okay.
So with that in mind, correcting something I think should not be frowned upon when you're given information that was not provided to you at the first go around. And what I'd like to do, Mark, if we could, I'd like to read Councilman Krause's actual legislation.
Okay.
It might help us, you know, use that as a foundation. And it's called the Facility Usage and Service Fees. Whereas the city clerk shall assess 15% surcharge on the sale of alcoholic beverage for events to be held in the city of Utica under the jurisdiction of the Department of Legislation, the surcharge shall be collected by the city clerk pursuant to a vendor alcoholic beverage reporting system to be established by the city clerk as part of the permit process, and the aforementioned fees shall be deposited with the city controller in the account to be established as the Parks Usage and Maintenance Fund pursuant to ordinances adopted contemporaneously with the General Code of Ordinance. And whereas any event taking place on city property, including Hanna Park, that charges an admission fee, will provide the city of Utica with $1 per ticket sold collected by the city clerk's office. Be it further ordained that the aforementioned 15% surcharge shall be reviewed by the mayor and city clerk, who will make a recommendation to the Common Council as to whether the surcharge should be continued or discontinued at a committee meeting of the Common Council's Committee on Parks and Recreation and Youth Programs before December 31st, 2011. And just keep that in note. I think that's where a lot of the problem occurred. And I'm continuing on now with the legislation. In order to determine the effectiveness of the surcharge and its impact on city festivals, be it further ordained that this ordinance shall take effect immediately. Now, here's the first concern. This legislation was not brought forth to the Parks and Recreation Committee before the vote, but the legislation is calling for it to be reviewed by that committee after the vote. And that is one of the first signs that it did not occur properly, in my view, because it did not go through the normal process. What happens with legislation is when it's introduced, if a member or members don't want to vote on it that night, they refer it to committee. Now, there are six standing committees, and that obviously would be the appropriate committee for this legislation to be reviewed under. That was never done. It was discussed in full caucus. You've been to the caucus meeting.
Yep, I was actually there at that one. I didn't hear Parks Committee come up once.
Right, and it was discussed just before the vote at a full caucus. That's not the way to do it. Something this big. The Codes Committee is dealing with vendors' permits and other aspects of city code, and we've been going on almost 2 years. That is a huge piece of legislation, and it has been done the proper way. This seemed to be rushed through, and being able to digest and research and verify the information that you're given, you know, an hour before the vote is inappropriate. I qualified my vote, by the way, which I'll get into a little later. So some of the problems that occurred, that's the way it was set up. Now, subsequently, I voted on it. I did qualify my vote, but it did go through. The very next day, or even that night, I got calls on my answering machine, and the next day it was probably, 7, 8, 9 calls that brought information to light that caused me concern.
What specific information are you worried about? What was brought up that made you reconsider this vote?
Well, first of all, I want to read you a quick email that I sent to Councilman Krause about a week or so before the vote to get some information on it. And I said, Jerry, your proposed legislation calls for an alcoholic beverage 15% surcharge and a $1 admission ticket fee for those types of events held on city property. Number one, what would be the estimated number of events each year that this legislation would affect? What groups would be affected, and what would be the estimated amount of revenue raised by this legislation? Now, that was about a week before. Never got an answer to that. And that night, I also asked a question on the floor in a caucus, and I was told that this legislation was modeled after Syracuse. And Syracuse raised $13,000, with this legislation. So, assuming that ours is smaller and everyone says it is,
yeah.
The assumption was that we're going to raise $6,000. So all this legislation and all this hoopla is over about $6,000. And that's okay. But, again, it should, just because it was $6,000 should not exempt it from going through the normal process. And what was never told, also until a later date and some of the questions, Councilman Krause touted that Syracuse has been doing this, but he never mentioned the fact that a number of vendors are pulling out of the Syracuse event because of the surcharge, which came to my attention again just after the vote. And here's what Syracuse does, what I've been able to learn. I've asked Jerry to send me a model of the Syracuse legislation. I have not received that yet either. And I plan to get all this information before the next vote. Now, let me just say one thing. The concept of a surcharge and raising some money to cover some of the costs associated with DPW and other things that the city provides, I'm for that.
Mm-hmm.
However, the way this was done on such a quick notice is inappropriate. Most of the legislation that has been dealt with raising fees or introducing fees in the 3.5 years that I've been on the council usually defers to the first of the year. Even a referendum vote is always said that it will start at the beginning of the next calendar year. This legislation was put in just before, days before some of these events were to take place. And no place in that legislation does it say, the one that I read, that anybody's grandfathered in. It doesn't mention it at all. It doesn't say that it doesn't apply to the people who already obtained permits. These were things that all came up after to, cover the basically the lacking in the legislation to address these things. And you can't assume that if it's not in the legislation. The legislation should have said that this does not apply to those already having obtained permits. Now, the assumption is being made, or the spin is being made, that this is the case. But that should have been in the legislation. And it also, again, should have been, I think, deferred until the 10th. Until the first of the year.
Right.
When I say reconsideration, I am not going to vote no on the concept. However, because Syracuse charges 12.5% for their surcharge, I think us charging 15% of us for a surcharge is definitely not sound business. If Syracuse is having problems with a 12.5% surcharge, we should be lower than that. And I recommend it 10%. And now after hearing that some of the folks from Syracuse are leaving, I might want to even lower that a little bit more, maybe 5%.
But do you really think that you can compare people leaving from Syracuse to Utica? Because in Syracuse, there's a lot of places in the outlying districts to hold events, and they'll still draw a good crowd. But in Utica, it's really Utica. I mean, people aren't going to go to Clark Mills to have a Utica event. So do you think it's really going to drive people out of the city for events? Because I'm sorry, I just don't see that happening.
Well, if it's happening in Syracuse, and I can send you the the website to go to where the article came out. Syracuse, the wineries, the local wineries there, it's lost a number of them. So, I mean, really, that should be looked at. We don't want to drive this thing up where people will say, well, next year, let's just forget it and not do it. I don't think that's the appropriate thing to do, is to miss one year, and then the council on the following year and say, well, you know, that council in 2011 went overboard. Let's come back and readdress this and have some reasonable fees. We can bump it up as we go. But let's start off at something that's reasonable. It's not going to give sticker shock to these vendors who've been used to so many years having no fees. And now you slap them with a 15% surcharge, which is 2.5% higher than Syracuse's fee. And people, vendors are leaving that event.
So you haven't figured out how many events this would affect. I mean, how many have already had their...
I'm still waiting to hear from Councilman Krause on that.
And who would have that? Would Joan have it down at the city clerk's office?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, usually when I do legislation, you try to get as many facts in place as possible to make your case. I'm very disappointed that, you know, the Syracuse vendors pulling out was not put, or were not even brought up at the, not brought up at the caucus by Councilman Krause, because he said he was using the Syracuse model. And I certainly think that would have certainly been, that information certainly should have been given to the council.
How does this get reconsidered? Like, what's the process that you say, I want to reconsider this?
Well, I'm going to ask the council to make some adjustments on it. I think that I'd like to see why some of the vendors are leaving Syracuse. You know, again, I think charging 15% when they're charging 12.5%, we should be looking. Those are signals. Those are signs we should not ignore. I would like to, my legislation, when I, that night, I tried to make an amendment on this to bring it down to 10%, could not get any support. I hope I can get some support on that now. I might want to even lower that maybe to 5%. You're only talking $6,000, so you're talking a difference of what, maybe between $6,000 and $4,000. But I think we can build on it the following year. Let's see how it works out, and then we can add to it. But the sticker shock of 15%, I just don't think is a competitive way to jump into the marketplace and to jump into this charging of the vendors.
Have you spoken to any vendors in Syracuse about this and how it's affected them and or anything like that?
No, I'm in the process of doing that. That's why I wanted to have Jerry send me, Councilman Krause send me the model that he used. Again, this has been going about a week, and I haven't received any of this information from him, so I'm probably going to have to do this on my own, and you know, I certainly intend to do that.
Okay, Councilman Frank Becerra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.